Hello, welcome to The After Show. It's a podcast on warm1013.com with Tony, Christy, and Nikki. And we all watched the Meghan Markle. Why do we not? You know, it's funny. It really is Meghan Markle that we're talking about, not Harry, isn't it?
Well, he was on it too. It's his family.
I know, but we're really always talking about her. Is this the double standard? We're always talking about her. Interesting.
That is interesting.
Her half sister is writing a tell-all book already.
Already?
Like good or bad?
Bad. Well, Meghan says she hasn't seen her in 20 years, but her sister says, no, that's not true. I have photographs of us in 2008. And there's a lot of stuff. It's something about she's writing a story about the pushy princess. So you already know what it's about, okay?
You know what?
I know.
I have tried to get negativity and toxicity out of my life. Nobody has time for this.
Yeah, well, that's the sad truth is it's not the truth, okay? Everybody has time for this. People will read that book, and she'll make a bunch of money on that book.
She'll do interviews. Maybe she'll do an interview with Oprah.
I don't think Oprah would stoop.
If it's with Oprah, I would watch it.
Of course you would.
She's so good.
See?
She is so good. She gets people to say things they don't even realize it's they're saying.
Oh, she's so good. I was so impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because Larry King's a long time ago, I took a lesson from him. He said, best way to get someone to talk is to not talk.
Oh, yeah. So shut up.
Just let them, because then they feel like they have to add to the conversation.
It's so hard, though, right?
So many times. I remember when I first started, there were some reporters, no names will be mentioned, that would go on and on and on with their questions. It's like, I want a soundbite with the person we're talking to, not you. Could you shut up?
Yeah.
Can I guess a name? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you can't guess a name, Chris.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, they're still in the business and you know them. Oh, my goodness. It's like, stop.
So here's a cute little thing about this, the Oprah thing. The patio furniture they were sitting on, it was designed by a guy named Christopher Knight. Anybody know who he is?
He was on the Brady Bunch.
Peter from the Brady Bunch.
Peter!
What? He's a furniture designer.
Right? Who knew?
I know, right? Well, you know, you got to do something with your life.
And it's not just
after.
Furniture. It's outdoor, very expensive furniture.
Good.
Oh, man, Christopher, wasn't he was on a show. He was on a reality show.
Yes,
with
the girl from America's Next Top Model.
He was dating her.
Yeah. Are they still together? I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I think her name was Adrian.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You have a great memory.
Wow.
Well, I watched it. Are they still together?
No clue.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I just Googled it. He's not.
Oh, okay. No. Adrian Curry. Yeah.
There's no reason to ask any questions anymore. Just Google everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just Google it. Why not?
So here's an interesting thing. I know you guys are not baseball fans, but there's a rule that I've ever heard of this. If a Major League Baseball player catches a ball with their hat, the batter automatically gets a triple and anybody on base gets the score.
What?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird? That is very,
well,
very weird.
How come no one's tried it? I've never seen this.
Because they don't want to give up a triple.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Who would try to catch it? That's just crazy. And the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack was the first soundtrack ever to make it to number one on the Billboard chart that was entirely made up of songs that had been released before. And the reason I bring that up is my son just bought the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack the other day on vinyl. Double vinyl album. It's all songs from like the 70s. And it's so weird that my son is into that. I mean, every song in there is a song that I grew up with, and he loves them all. And I think that's hilarious.
Well, did you listen to him when he was a kid? So, yeah.
Because he wasn't a kid until the 90s. So, no, I really didn't.
But you were still listening to that music.
Nah, not really. It was oldies, you know? I mean, it might be on here and there, but I never really, you know, played a lot of it.
Because they're
all great songs.
My parents listened to oldies stations, so I know all my parents' songs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nate is learning my 80s songs.
I'm just amazed that's not good.
I don't like 80s music.
Well,
I know.
You don't have to.
Christy is the 80s girl.
I do.
Here, so.
Yeah, you're the 90s chick. You're the Pearl Jam and all
totally
that.
Totally. Grunge.
Which I also liked, by the way, because I was only in my 20s. I was one of the first people at Lollapalooza, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
With the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam and all that second round.
I want pictures.
Yes, you got to unearth some pictures.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow's Throwback Thursday.
There's no pictures.
What?
Seriously?
No, I don't have pictures of that. I had a ticket.
Oh, my God.
It was 1992. There was a hurricane coming through, too, in Orlando, Florida. Yep.
And you don't have to. That's too bad.
No, but I have memories.
I want to see you in the 80s.
Oh, I have pictures of that.
Yes. Well, I think we should throw them up.
Oh, we've seen the hair.
Yeah, you've already seen it. Lots of hair. So I expose Nate to certain things, and he looks at me with a weird face, right? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, you listen to this? I'm like, this is good stuff. And he goes,
Debatable.
Yeah. But I think as he gets older, and a lot of like his friends will know some of the songs too because their parents, they've exposed them. So right. I think you probably exposed them without even knowing you exposed them.
That's
Of course you do. Of course you do. I never made it a point though, seeing that I was in, you know, playing music and stuff, and never made it a point to say, hey, listen to this. This is good. You will like it. You know?
Well, maybe you should have, because I think that's what he was looking for.
Well, you know what? He found it himself. And it's funny because like he loves the Beatles. So both my kids love the Beatles. And I know
you love the Beatles.
Of course. But I didn't like force it on them. I just, you know, I'm sure I played some. But by the time the kids were, I didn't play music at home, to be honest with you. I mean,
you didn't have any speakers outside.
I was always in the car.
Yeah. But it's funny to see the reaction that he had to certain songs the same way that I had the reaction to certain songs as a kid at his age, you know, and it's just kind of funny. Like, you know, I remember one particular song when the first time I heard the song Paperback Writer by the Beatles, when it opened up with the chorus and the harmonies, I was like, wow, that's amazing. Right. And I remember being a kid hearing that for the first time and going, wow. And Adam came on the radio one time and Adam had the same exact response that I did. I thought that's pretty interesting, you know, like 40 years later or whatever it was, you know. So, but both my kids are musicians too, so that's that, you know, they're a little bit more inclined to like a lot of different things. My daughter loves Sinatra. Okay, remember when she was an 8-year-old girl, we were walking in Panorama Plaza and we were singing a Sinatra song together, and this older couple walked by. This was 20 years ago. An older couple walked by and was amazed that my daughter knew all the words.
Aww.
And just like, you know.
You know who else loves Sinatra?
Who?
Rich Canelia.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness.
I thought he was more of a Rodney Dangerfield guy.
Well, that's his comedian, but his singer is Frank. I'm kidding. He looks
We're going to get a low front. It's never a high front. Always a low front. Oh, my God.
No respect.
Can I get a high front once in my life, for crying out loud?
By the way, we may reach the record today.
Speaking of that.
I'm telling you, we're going to hit it today, and I know we're going to hit 70 tomorrow. We're already guaranteed it.
Stop it.
I guarantee it.
Happening.
Okay. 70 degree guarantee from Tony Infantino.
There you go, baby. That's it. That's my 70 degree guarantee.
Yes.
But Rich has to like Sinatra because if you have, you know, Italian blood in you, that's a law.
That's a given.
Yeah, so you have to.
You lose your Italian card if you don't like
Frank. They come after you. You know? Hey, I hear you don't like Sinatra. What's the problem with you? You got a problem with that? What's the matter with you? Wait, Frank. Come on. It's Francis. Francis Albert. What's the matter with you? Chairman of the board. Come on now. Happens. Trust me. I just know from experience.
I never realized how many personalities Tony actually had.
Oh, I have a lot of personalities.
They're all talking within his head.
All the time. I held him in check most of the time, girls. I also happen to love Dean Sinatra. No, two guys. Dean Martin. Because Dean Martin is, to me, I mean, I think he sang as a comedian. I don't know that he was ever serious when he sang. I mean, I know he sings, everybody loves somebody sometime. To me, that's a joke. I'm sorry. It just sounds funny. Okay? Maybe he was being serious, but to me, every time I hear him, it makes me laugh. You know? It's because he's just doing it with that, you know, everybody. So
you do that so well, Tony.
You do, Tony. Maybe you should use that voice when you're on stage.
Oh, he could be an impersonator.
You know what I like? I mean, you know who does a great Tony Bennett impersonation is Alec Baldwin.
What?
If you watch, yes, Alec Baldwin does impersonations. He does Robert De Niro better than De Niro.
Oh, of course he does.
But he does Tony Bennett like you can't believe. And it's plus sometimes he does it with he puts the nose on, the fake nose, and he has the hair. He gets, because Tony wears it. Tony Bennett is known as having the best toupee in the world. Okay. And so his hair looks very natural, but it's a toupee. But so,
really?
So Baldwin did it once on Saturday Night Live with the toupee on the nose. I swear to God, it was Tony Bennett.
Oh my God.
And I've seen Tony in concert. He used to come to Rochester a lot, Tony Bennett, back in the 70s. There was a place called it's the East Rochester Dinner Club or something like that. I can't remember where. Yes, and he would do his.
Wow.
It's right around where Debbie Supply is in East Rochester. And he would come a lot. And I was too young to go see him. But, you know, I've seen him years ago at Finger Lakes with Katie Lang, which was a strange pairing, but they toured together. and Tony talks like this. Hey, and he always says, hey, how about that band? You know, and it's, I left my heart in San Francisco. He has even if you listen to the original record, he has a little
something.
No, he was a young man when he sang it, but he had that he'd always kind of whistle his S's.
Huh.
and the Columbia Records, Ed actually had a guy work with him to try to get rid of that.
Oh, wow.
But that's the trifecta, Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Tony Bennett. So, you know how a lot of people have, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in their house? If you're Italian, you got those three. So that's all.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
I should use some of this stuff on the air. What do you think? Is it good? I never know if it's any good.
You're a regular comedian.
I'm telling you. But yeah, Rich is Rodney Dangerfield. The first time I saw him, not knowing that he was doing comedy at stand-up clubs, I thought, that guy looks like Rodney Dangerfield. I bet
he
does.
It's so weird when you put him side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met Rodney Dangerfield. He was an interesting dude. He was I went to see him when he was in town years ago. I did the commercials for his tour. And so I got, he did two shows back to back with like an hour or so in between. I went to both shows. He did the exact same show, word for word.
Oh, my goodness.
Even had a guy come up from the audience at the exact same time. Different guy, but same bit. And in between, I talked with him in between acts. I talked to him backstage. And we just talked about, showbiz and how do you do it? He says, how do you do it? He says, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You got to be on. It's showtime. So, and it was funny to be talking to him face to face and having him talk like Rodney Dangerfield because he said, so how do you do it? I mean, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's showtime. You got to get on, right? You got to be on. And settle down, Rod. Settle down. We're not on stage, but that's how he talks.
So that's his thing.
Yeah. Great Dangerfield impersonation is Eddie Murphy.
Eddie can do everybody.
He did a story. I think I forgot what late night show he was on last week. He told a fantastic story. When he was a young comedian, like 17, 18, he did an act at Dangerfield. He got on like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that, and he did his act. And Dangerfield came over to him after, and he said to him, you really should not use all, because Eddie swears a lot on stage.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you go further if you lost all that language, So Eddie, of course, didn't do that, but he was heartbroken because one of his favorite comedians was telling him that he had to change his whole act. So years later, they're in Caesar's Palace, and Eddie's going to the bathroom at a urinal, and Rodney walks up and gets to the urinal right next to him, and Eddie's playing Caesar's Palace, and Rodney Danger looks over and goes, "Who knew?"
Oh my
God. I guess you could use that language.
That's right. And that's all he said. Just, who knew? And he walked away.
Oh, wow.
Perfect timing. But yeah, Eddie does a great Dangerfield. Well, there's our comedy act for this morning. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
So if you can tell me how to work this into the act on the air, I'll do it,
Okay.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
Okay,
well, which person are we talking to? Tony, Frank?
Rodney.
Rodney, Dean, doesn't matter.
Who should we address this to?
One of the many personalities inside Tony's head.
Sweet.
Sorry. All right, gang. Warm1013.com. Share it with your friends on Facebook and Insta and whatever, Twitter. I don't care. We'd like to get more folks tuning into the podcast and heading over to warm1013.com. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hey, we'll see you later now.